USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden traveled to Buffalo, New York on Tuesday with First Lady Jill Biden at his side. He spoke with first responders and family members of the victims of Saturday's shooting at a supermarket.
The day's going to come. It will come when your loved one brings a smile as you remember him or her. As you remember her, it's going to bring a smile to your lip before it brings a tear to your eye. It takes a while for that to happen.
Authorities are calling Saturday's shooting a racist attack. Tuesday marks one of the most consequential primary days of the year, with nominating contests in five states. They are Idaho, Kentucky, North Carolina, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. And Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is testifying before the U.S. Senate's Armed Services Committee on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Nestle SA is flying baby formula supplies to the U.S. from the Netherlands and Switzerland to alleviate the shortage in U.S. supermarkets. The company made the announcement Tuesday. Meanwhile, Michigan-based Abbott Nutrition said it's reached a deal with the FDA that allows the factory to begin producing baby formula again. However, the deal must still be approved by a judge. Once approved, it will take 2 weeks to start the factory back up and 6 to 8 weeks to get previous amounts of baby formula back on the shelves. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
At least part of the problem originated months and months ago with the Food and Drug Administration.
U.S. retail sales, which makes up spending at stores, online, and restaurants, grew 0.9% in April. The Wall Street Journal reported on Tuesday retail spending rose for the fourth straight month as inflation remained high. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Prices at gas pumps across the country are continuing to skyrocket, and they show no signs of letting up.
The price of gas is soaring, with AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumped again overnight to $4.52 a gallon. That's too much for this Michigan man.
That's crazy that people can't even get to their jobs. People can't get to their jobs. How are they supposed to feed their family? Something needs to happen. Something's not right.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. California drivers are getting hit the hardest, with prices now topping $6 a gallon on average. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A House Intelligence Subcommittee is holding a hearing Tuesday about unidentified flying objects and the possibility that humans have encountered alien life. Testimony from many high-ranking intelligence and defense officials are on the docket, including Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray.
If and when individual UAP incidents are resolved, they likely fall into one of five potential explanatory categories: airborne clutter, natural atmospheric phenomena, U.S. government or U.S. industry developmental programs, foreign adversary systems, or a other bin.
The hearings follow a report on UAPs last year, which found there were 144 encounters between 2004 and 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.